Okay, today's daf is Yivamas Daf Tzadi Ches, and today we'll talk about an Agadata, which comes up here in Tzadi Ches by Derech Agav, where Rabbi Akiva makes a statement, and his Talmud said that Rabbi Akiva said two things. We're going to talk about the second thing that came up Derech Agav. Rabbi Akiva said that a ger is allowed to marry. Ger nosei aishas achiv meimo. A ger is allowed to marry his maternal brother's wife. There's not even a nisa d'rabbanan related to that. The Gemara spoke about technically a ger can marry any one of his relatives because gershon is gayer katan shenol adami. As we know, he's not related to any of his relatives. But midrabbanan sometimes we are machmir because of confusion. But Rabbi Akiva made a statement about a ger. Rabbi Akiva also made a statement about Yonah. Vayhi dvar Hashem el Yonah Shenis Lamar. The third paragraph of Yonah says that Hashem spoke to Yonah for a second time. Shenis dibra imo. What is the pasuk emphasizing? He spoke to him twice. Shechina. Shlish is lo dibra imo shechina. But not a third time. Why not? The Gemara talks about, didn't he talk to him again, based on the pasuk in Malachim. The Gemara says maybe he only spoke to him twice about Nineveh, but he spoke to him about other things other times, or not. So the Gemara gets into a little bit about one chazal about Yonah. So we're going to talk a little bit about Sefer Yonah, and interesting, the different acts of tshuva that took place in Sefer Yonah. We'll see, really, there are three groups or three types of tshuva that are performed in Sefer Yonah, and that's part of why, or that is why, we lain Yonah at Mincha on Yom Kippur. The Gemara tells us, interestingly, in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, that on Yom Kippur we lain Achremos, right, the avoda of Yom Kippurim, and we have the Maftir, and by Mincha we read Arayos, and we have Maftir Yonah. Rashi and Tosas both there give us an reason why we lain Arayos. Why we lain from the discussion of illicit relations by Mincha on Yom Kippur, but they don't discuss, you know, why we lain Yonah. Why we lain, so maybe it's obvious to Rashi and Tosfos why we lain Yonah. If you look in the Beis Yosef quotes, why do we lain Yonah? L'fish yesh ba godel koach ha-tshuva. Because it talks about the greatness of tshuva. So which tshuva and who's doing tshuva? So we'll see. There's the Pasha tshuva, and then there's a little deeper tshuva, as we will see. The Abu Draham in Tfilas Yom HaKippurim, right, one of the Rishonim, Abu Draham says, why do we lay in Yonah? V'atam laftar azu lo lameid l'bnei ha'olam she'ein adam yechol levroach b'pnei Hashem im avar averis. You can't run away from God. You can't run away from Hashem. So Yonah, as we know, tried to run away. So you can't run away from Hashem on Yom Kippur. We remember that you can't run away from Hashem. I think we said that recently in a shir about the what we related to the Akedah and the Ayel that was Nechaz Basvach, and Avraham Avinu recognized that he also couldn't run away. But if you look in the Radak in the beginning of Sefer Yonah on the first pasuk wonders what Yonah is doing in the Kisvei HaKodesh. Yesh Lishol Lama Nechlava Nevozu B'Kisvei HaKodesh. Right, you can't learn. One of my rabbis once told me, we can't learn Chumash without Rashi. Rashi is cemented onto the Torah, and therefore Chumash and Rashi. And then you can't learn Navi, Navim and Ksuvim, or Spilling Navi, without Radak. Radak is is a major player in Navim. So says the Radak, Rav David Kimchi, V'yesh l'shol, lama nechta v'par nevu v'zu v'kiz v'yakodesh, v'kula al ninveh. This whole story about a non-Jewish nation doing tshuva. What is that doing in our Tanakh? What is that doing? There's nothing like this, right? Even if you want to say he doesn't quote it, but even if you want to say, I don't know, Ovadia is all about a nevuah about Edom, but it's relating to what they did to Am Yisrael and what's going to be in the future. Here it's just a story about Nineveh, a city in Ashur, about what's going to be their destiny. It doesn't seem to be connected to Am Yisrael at all. So it says the Radak three pshatim. Number one, kinechtav alios musr liYisrael. Number one, maybe it's meant to be a musr for us, for Am Yisrael. Shari am nachri she'ena miYisrael ha'ikar of l'tshuva, a non-Jewish nation, they do tshuva. Uvefam harishona shochicham anavi shavu b'tshuva shlema, and it only took one time for the navi for you to go to tell them and you're going to be overturned. Me ra'asam viYisrael mochicham osam adavim hashkim b'harev. And the Jews, Hashem sends them Navi after Navi, and the Navi tells them, Boker va'erev, and they don't do tshuva. So it's to learn a message. Look how this non-Jewish nation does tshuva after one, a tochacha. And you Jews, I send you plenty of Nevi'im. Come on. Number one. Number two, va'od lahodia hapele hagadol she'asa hakel yizbarach im navi she'haya bimei hada gimel yamin v'gimel leilos v'chai. To express the amazing, you know, there's the story about Nineveh, but look what happened to Yonah. Yonah was in a fish for 3 days and three nights, and he lived. Vochik, you a dog, and then the fish spit him out, and he lived to tell the story. That's a pretty amazing event. Number two. Then number three, va'od lalamed shakel yisbarach chomel al ba'alei tshuva me'eza am sheyu. Hashem has compassion on any bal tshuva. It doesn't matter who they are, which nation they are. Umochalam and forgives them. V'koshein k'shein rabim. And surely if there's a tzibor, it's not just an individual, but it's a whole group. So one and three are similar, but there seems to be a different emphasis. Again, number one, it's a message for us. If the goyim do tshuva, even with one navi and one quick and kal v'chomer, that we should be able to learn from them. Number two, the amazing nes. And number three, that Hashem is rachmanis on Baalei Tshuva. So what are these three? Maybe if we dig a little deeper, we could connect three ideas, three messages of Tshuva in Sefer Yonah. So number one, talk about Yonah. Right? What was Yonah exactly thinking when he refused to give the Nevuah? Hashem says, go to Nineveh and give this Nevuah. And as we know, he runs away. So what exactly was he thinking? So the Medrash tells us, that he didn't want the Jews to look bad, right? Based on the first shot of the Radak that we just saw, the Mechilta to Rabbi Shmuel. Kach Amar Yonah, Eilech Li Luchutz La'aretz, Makom She'ein Hashchina Nigleis, Shagoyim Krovei Tshuvahim, Sholachai Ves Yisrael. I'm going to go to Chutz La'aretz. There's no Nevuah there. God can't tell me there to go to because he's Moser Nefesh. You know, he for the Am Yisrael. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Li Shluchin Kayotzei B'Chol. You think you're running away? You know, I'm gonna get you back, says Yonah. Okay, the question on this is, Yonah was a Navi. Yonah was a Talmud of Eliyahu, right? He was a Navi. So what was he thinking? Right? We know there's an Isser called Navi Shekovesh Nevuaso. A Navi is not allowed to withhold his prophecy that he's given to give to Klal Yisrael. It's an Isser Daraisa, right? Chi of Misa. Right, so how could Yonah do that? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, right? Navi Sheker, Misnabe Mashalo Shama, Umashalo Nemar, Misasu Bide Adam. Avala Kovesh es Nevuah, so someone who withholds his Nevuah, he's Misa Bide Shamayim. So in the Gemara says, Kovesh es Nevuah, so Kigon, Yonah ben Amitai. That's the example given in the Gemara. So what did he do, and how to understand what Yonah did? So if you look in the Malbim in the beginning of Yonah says, well, maybe if you look very closely at the beginning, he wasn't told to go and give them tochacha. He was just told to go. He wasn't told to give a nevuah yet. So maybe he wasn't really kovesh nevuaso. If you look closely at the psukim, he wouldn't have not gone. Chashav Yonah shebaze einam bechlal navi kovesh nevuaso ki lo nishlach lenevuos rak lahochiach. One idea. Or maybe the Minchas Chinuch has a Chiddush Gadol. So maybe there's no Avera of Kovesh Nevuaso. It doesn't say in the Psukim anywhere, thou shall not withhold your prophecy. Right? It's just a reality. I mean, kind of like if you lend money, then you owe money. Right? There's no Isser of lending money. So if you don't say this Nevuah, then there's going to be a Misa. Bidei Shemayim, but it's not that there's an Avera. Not that there's an Avera. That's a big Chiddush. Says the Menachas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Tez Zayin. The Chas V'Shalom Shei Yonah Navi Yaver Avera Keneged Ratzon Hashem Yisbara. Chas V'Shalom that Yonah would do this. Ella De'ein Zer Neged Ratzono. It does not against Hashem's Ratzon. Rak Magia Onesh. The Yonah Hanavi Miskavin L'Tovas Yisrael Kimavur Ta'akem Krovi Tshuvahim V'Kibal of Onesh. I'll take it for the team. I'll take the Onesh L'Tovas Yisrael. Or the Chida says, well, maybe the Isra of Kovesh Nevuaso is only by a Nevuah that has to do with Jews. Right? This doesn't have to do with Jews. It has to do with a Goyim. Maybe they're not included. There's a mitzvah for Jews to listen to a Navi. So connected to that, and after that, is a mitzvah for the Navi to tell them what to do. But there's no specific mitzvah to the non-Jews of Elof Tishma'un. So maybe there's no Isser of Kovesh Nevuaso. But again, the Pashup Shad of the Gemara is that he was Kovesh Nevuaso. The Gemara gives that as the example in Sanhedrin. So it's hard to say that all of these pshatim that really he didn't do it. So if you look in the, again, the Mechilta says that, gives examples. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Lo halach Yona elala abed atzmo bayam. Yona went to kill himself. Shenemar v'yomar lehem sa'uni v'atiluni al hayam. V'chein timsa ha'avos v'hanaviyim. Ha'yunostim atzmam al Yisrael. You find other personalities that were most nefesh. They said, just take me for the good of the people. B'moshe hu omer. Moshe says, if you don't forgive the Jews, mecheni na misifra klasher kasafta. Just get rid of me. Emkach atos early, hargeni na harog. Right, a parashat baloscha. B'david hu omer. Hini anochi chatasi v'anochi avesi ve'ilu atzon ma'asu. Tihina yadcha biyu b'beis avi. Yisrael. They were Moshe Nefesh, okay. What? How does this connect to Yom Kippur? How does it connect to Yom Kippur that he ran away? He was Kovish Divosu, Lashem Klal Yisrael. So maybe it's even a little deeper. Rav Rivlin, in his Sefer on Yonah, he quotes that, didn't Moshe and Yirmiyahu also not want to, you know, get away from their nevuas, right at the snam. Moshe says, no, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. And Yirmiyahu also, the difference was that they weren't Nevi'im yet. That was in terms of accepting the shlichus to be. Yonah was already a Navi. He was refusing to do what? So a Navi b'mahus, as the Mefarshim describe, a Navi b'mahus is niv svasayim, is someone who expresses, right, what's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Ksuvim are meant to be written down. We've quoted this from Rav Shechter and Ikvei Atzon in the past. Ksuvim are meant to be written down. That's why they're called ksuvim. They weren't meant to be given verbally as a prophecy. Nevi'im were meant to be given as a prophecy. The essence of a Navi is to talk. The essence of a Navi is to express. What's fascinating, if you look in Sefer Yonah, in the first couple of prakim, or the beginning part of the story, Yonah doesn't say a word. He's silent. Hashem says, Yonah! Yonah doesn't start arguing with Hashem like Moshe and Yirmiyahu did. He doesn't say a word. He just turns around and walks away. What happens? There's a storm on the boat. What does Yonah do? Just goes down to the belly of the boat and goes to sleep. Doesn't say a word. The essence of a Navi is to talk and to prophesize. The problem with Yonah was that he wasn't fulfilling his tafkid as a person and as his avoda. That was Yonah. He was going against his essence. Right? He wasn't expressing Nevuah, which is what a Navi is about. He undermined his essence. Amazing silence. He's silent to Hashem. He's silent to the captain. He's silent to the sailors. Right? The captain even says, wake up! Wake up, right? Was something we would expect a Navi to say to others, and that's what the captain is saying to Yonah, you know, to wake up. Finally, what does he say? Ivri Anochi. And he starts talking. And that breaks the ice, and ultimately he's forced to use his koach hadibur. So it's not just that Yonah tries to run away from Hashem. He tried to run away from his own essence. And that's what Yom Kippur is about, you know, trying to figure out exactly who we are, right? The Mishnah Berurah emphasizes this in the Shar HaTzion. Tosu shesof davar yiyah, kol ma shekadosh baruch hu rotze minafsho, sheyisakein muchrach hu lesakein. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from our nefesh mimesakein is going to happen. V'yavo od pam u'pa'amayim, lo'olam hazeh u'bal karcho yuchra lesakein, but ultimately you can't run away from your ultimate purpose. So that's the message of Yonah, to uncover who you really are. Yonah ben Amitai, come to your MS. And maybe that's a connection to Arias also, right? The connection to the Haftorah and the Mincha. Arias is to be Megala, right? To uncover. Yonah was uncovering his true essence, ultimately, and that was one shuva of Sefer Yonah. The second shuva of Sefer Yonah is the Pashat one, the most obvious one, and that's the shuva of the city of Nineveh. Right, that Yonah tells them finally it's going to be another 30 days and Nineveh is going to be Nehepeches, and they do tshuva. The Mishnah in Tainus has this as the prototype of tshuva when it talks about the fast days. Right, says the Mishnah, beginning of the second parak, Tezayin, Lo sak v'tainus garmim el tshuva maisim tovim, shekin matzinu ba'anshei Nineveh. But you know, remember, but it doesn't say vayar elokim es sakam ve'es ta'anisam, el vayar elokim es ma'aseyim. So it says, tshuva and how far they went. The problem was, if you look in the Yerushalmi in Titus in the second parak, Yerushalmi seems to say that it wasn't such a great tshuva. It wasn't. The pasuk says, vayeshuvu ish mi darko hara'a u'minach chamas asher b'kapehem. It says in Yonah, they did tshuva from the chamas, from the theft that was in their hands. So what is the emphasis of the theft that was in their hands? So the Yerushalmi says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mashahaya bekaf yedeyem hechziru. Mashahaya b'shita tevo medalo hechziru. Whatever they had in their pockets, okay, they were inspired to do tshuva at that moment. But they didn't go home and search out all their cabinets, all the robbery and other stuff they had in their house. They did some tshuva. They were inspired at the moment, but they didn't go overboard in their tshuva. So was it a positive? Was it a good tshuva? Was it not a good tshuva? The Bavli, Mamachlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. I'd rather not say that. The Bavli uses this as an amazing tshuva, and the Yerushalmi says it wasn't such an amazing tshuva. So how exactly do you put this together? So suggest the Mabit in Beis Elokim says, generally, by mitzvah saseh, we don't say chatzi shir. This is a big topic, but generally chatzi shir we have by Yisurim. But we don't say chatzi shir by mitzvahs. If somebody has a half a kazayas a matzah, we don't say, oh, he did half the mitzvah. No, it's zero or everything. If somebody has one hadas and doesn't have an esrog, and we don't say that, shake a couple of minim to get maybe shlotish takach, so they don't forget it. But there's no chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs. Either you have the mitzvah or you don't have the mitzvah. Says the Mabit in Shar HaTshuva Perek Yud Beis, there's one exception to the rule, and that's tshuva. Every little bit is a mitzvah. One doesn't have to do full tshuva. One doesn't have to do tshuva shlema. No. Just like he says, by dalan midim and by tzitzis, there's no halves. V'ulam ha-tshuva gam ki eina shlema. Achit teheva charata l'sha'avar. V'aziva sachid l'asid. Im kol zeh ha-charata levad. V'li aziva sachid mo'oksas. Even a little bit. V'chein aziva sachid b'li charata. V'chmo shabatzinu. What are the examples that he gives? Achav. Achav, that at his couple of moments that he was, nichna before his wife Yizebel made him bad again. But he says, Achav is one. V'chein matzinu ba'anshe Ninveh. Sheshavu la'asid, she'azu la'achto. They decided not to sin again, but they didn't really, do tshuva for everything that they have done already. So that's how you can put it together. It was a tshuva, but it wasn't a full tshuva. Put the Bavli and the Yerushalmi together. Right, and that's what the Rav Kook has, a fascinating line. Rav Kook says in the Psicha to Oros HaTshuva, he says, Tshuva is the easiest of all, and it's also the hardest of all. He says, it's Kal Shebekalis, and it's Kasha Shebekashas. Because to do a little bit of Tshuva, anybody, just do a little bit. It's Kal Shebekalis. To do full Tshuva, it's Kasha Shebekashas. Shelo Yatzadayin Alapol B'Milua B'Olam U'Bachayim. So the Oros HaTshuva in the Psicha. So that's number two. It's the second Tshuva in Yonah. So Yonah does tshuva and he comes back to himself and can't run away from his destiny. Then you have the Anshei Ninveh. They did tshuva, even though it wasn't perfect tshuva, but they did some, and any little bit of tshuva helps. And finally, the third tshuva, which is also in the psukim, but it's just not focused on as much, and that's the tshuva of the sailors, the tshuva of the malachim. Right? It says that the malachim wanted to throw Yonah off, and they dive into all of their gods, which clearly that they were over the Avodah Zarah. Right, Ovi Avodazara. Right, the pasuk says, "Ish el Elohav." Each sailor daven to their god. Rashi quotes, "Min shivim umos shel akim hayusham." There were members of all 70 nations there, and they all took out their little idols and they started bowing down to their idols and trying to get the storm to stop. The Medrash says, "Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mishivim lashon hayu ba'aniya, v'kol echad Eloa biyado, u'mishtachavim va'omrim nikra ish el Eloa, va'el asher yane v'yatzil hu Elokim." None of them helped. And then they brought Yonah up, and Yonah's like, it's my fault. So what do they do? They're all the Avodah Zarah. They take Yonah, and again, the Pesukim don't describe this, but the Pirkei Avot Elazar has it. The Pesukim just say they threw him off the boat. But if you look in the Medrash, they started to throw him off, and they held him at the edge, and the storm stopped. And they're like, no, we can't do this. They brought him back down, and the storm started again. They threw him off, and they put him over the edge, and the storm stopped. And they brought him back, and the storm started again. And they put one foot in the water, and they really didn't want to do it. But they realized that this was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Right? Hetilu at Savaro v'amla v'yamizapo. V'od helu oso etzlam v'yam holech v'sor aleim. Hetilu kulo. Umiyad, Amar Hayam Izapo, what happened? So finally they realize it's the god of Yonah that's in charge, and they throw Yonah in, and after that the Medrash says that they threw away their idols, they went to Yerushalayim, they did Bris Milah, and they brought Karbanos. Right? The Pesukim just say they brought Karbanos. But again, this is tshuva of Avodah Zarah. Tshuva from Avodah Zarah, which we might think that who has Avodah Zarah these days? You know, we're not the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in two places that they got rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. But we know if there's anything in our lives that our life is centered around other than Hashem, that's Avodah Zarah. Right? If there's anything that plays a central role in our life that's not connected to, again, our family can play a central role, but that's part of our relationship with Hashem. But if there's anything that plays a central role in our life and it is not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Avodah Zarah. So that's serving a source that is not the Avodah that we're supposed to do. So this is a tshuva of the Malachim. It's a realignment of values. Right? That's any Avodah Zarah that we have in our day and age. It's recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the center of our lives, and that's what Yom Kippur is about. So these are the three tshuvas. The tshuva of Yonah, the tshuva of the Anshei Nineveh, and the tshuva of the Malachim. So maybe Al Derech Drush, maybe that's also all hinted to in that Radak that we started out with. The three opinions in the Radak are these tshuvas, right? It's the tshuva that Hashem takes any tshuva, right? Any tshuva, right? That's the third one. Bali tshuva, Hashem has rachmanis. That's even if you don't do the whole tshuva. Obviously, Yonah. In the fish that Yonah realized who he was, and the first day about it's for Am Yisrael, right? That's the message of making sure that we are in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in the center of our lives. Okay, that's Yonah, and that's what Rabbi Kiva alluded to here on our daf. Okay, we'll stop here.